Good morning, Reuven Levy, speaking to you from the Holy Yeshiva of Kotel Chesed Yerushalayim. We're learning together with Hashem's help, Masechet Brachot, Tractate Brachas.
Do you want to give me the address and say that everyone's welcome to come?
We are, anyone who's listening to this, wherever you are in the world, come, join us, please. Men, preferably. We haven't got yet a ladies section, but if enough come, who knows, we might get one. So currently now we're just speaking to the men, but ladies hopefully also at some point will be a midrasha, especially for you. Anyway, we are on the road called Shmuel Hanavi. Is that where we are? Number 54? Shifte Yisrael.
13
Shmuel Hanavi. Near the corner with Shifte Yisrael. Just near the train stop called Shifte Yisrael, and we're here, Kutchel Chesed Yeshiva, waiting to see you. And that would be very nice. So anyway, we're on page Samach Bet Amud Bet, 62b, in Brachot. So we're still learning a little bit about the toilet. We're just coming to the end of these sugyot, but we're still there or thereabouts. Anyway, we're now up to Rabbi Elazar. Where is he? Rabbi Elazar? Okay. Rabbi Elazar al Beit Kiseh. Well, Rabbi Eliezer, he went to the bathroom. Atahu Parsa'a. A certain parasa'a, Roman, is apparently a parasa'a. Usually means Persian, but here we're translating it as Roman because of a version found in the Yalkut Shimoni, which replaces the word parasa'a with Roma'a. And this fits in better with the rest of it because we're going to talk about Edomites in a minute. And the Romans are more closely considered to be Edomites than Persians were. So, one of those soldiers that tried to kill us, whether it was a Persian or a Roman, entered Dachake and pushed him. Kam, Rabbi Elazar, he got up and he left. Nasty Roman soldier comes in, pushes him out of the way. So he gets up, he leaves. What happens? Ata berokona shamte lekar kushay. A snake comes in and ripped out his stomach. The Roman. Killing him, obviously. Bit of a graphic description of what the snake did, but there we go. That's what the Gemara is telling us.
They're translating as rectum, which
rectum
probably makes more sense.
Nachon, he was going to the bathroom, that's where the snake got him.
What?
He was going to the bathroom, so the snake bit him down there. Right, we got Kare Ale Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said about this the following pasuk, which is from Isaiah. Ve'etein adam tachtea, and I will put a person in your place. Al tikri adam ela edom. Don't read adam, rather read edom, an Edomite. I'll put an Edomite in your place, and he'll get the punishment instead of you. So that's what's happened here. Okay? Good. Everyone happy? Okay, next we're going to look for a little bit, the next few number of lines, regarding David HaMelech. David HaMelech and Shaul, the famous incident where Shaul went into a cave to use the bathroom, and David HaMelech snuck inside. And instead of killing him, which he could have done, he chopped off a corner of his garment. So over there, David and Shaul and Melech was going to the bathroom. So we can learn what was going on over there, because that's relevant to our sugi of going to the bathroom. Ramah, this is a pasuk from Shmuel. Ramah lahargacha v'tachas alecha. V'amar, and he said, lahargacha, to kill you. V'tachas alecha, and it protected you. That's what the pasuk says. We're going to analyze that pasuk because it's a little bit hard to understand. And he said to kill you, and it protected you. Who's he and who's it? What are we talking about? We're talking about David HaMelech when he had the chance to kill Shaul, and he didn't. And then David HaMelech said afterwards, and he said to kill you, and it protected you. So what is that? So that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. V'amar, and he said, V'amarti mibaile. V'amarti, it should have said. Should have said, V'amarti, not V'amai, and he said. Should have said, if David HaMelech is saying that he was going to kill him, but he chose not to, why didn't David HaMelech say, V'amarti, and I said to kill you, meaning I was wanted to kill you, but you were saved by whatever reason. So, that's the first question. And the second question the Gemara asks, V'tachas, and it protected you. V'chasti mibale, and I protected you, it should have said. So why does it say it in the third person? Answer. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar tells us, same one who was pushed down to the ground in the toilet. He says, Amar lo David le Shaul. David said to Shaul, Min ha Torah ben hariga ata. From the Torah, you are the son of a dead person. What does that mean? Means min haTorah means by rights, by law, lefi adin, ben hariga ata. You're a dead man. I should have killed you. Why? Sharei rodef ata, because you are a rodef. Ba Torah amra, the Torah says ba lahargacha, if someone comes to kill you, hashkem lahargo, get up early and kill them first. Right? The law of Rodef is someone's coming to get you, you're allowed to kill them first. In fact, it's not, you're allowed to. The Torah says, kill them. Right. It's a mitzvah to kill them if they're coming to try and kill you. Time to do some mitzvahs for the Arabs, right?
Well, I was thinking
Torah law. If they come to kill you, I think you don't hang around. Wait for it. Not what you meant to do. Anyway, so, by rights, David HaMelech should have killed Shaul. David HaMelech kept the Torah. Right? So what happened? Why didn't he kill him? Ela, sniut shahayita b'cha hi chasalecha. The sniut that you had protected you. The sniut that you had protected you. So what are we saying here? So what's the pasuk now? How do we understand the pasuk? V'amar lahargacha, and he said to kill you, or it said. So either Hashem said, or it, the Torah said, to kill you. V'amar lahargacha, v'tachas, and it protected you. It is your modesty, your sniut, protected you. Okay. Umayhi, and what was it? What was it? What was the modesty that protected? Answer: Dichtiv, because it's written in Pasuk Mishmor, Vayavar el Gidrot Hatzon, and he, talking about Shaul, came to Gidrot Hatzon, a sheep pen, al derech, on the way, v'sham ma'ara, and over there was a cave, Vayavosh Shaul. Lahasech et raglav, and Shaul came to Lahasech et raglav, literally means to shelter his feet, but it's a reference to going to the bathroom. It means to defecate, right? To go to shelter your feet. because you cover yourself, you're meant to cover yourself with your cloak, so to speak. I guess that's the reference, I don't know. Anyway, but it means to shelter your feet. Tana was taught in a brighter, Geder Lifnim Min HaGeder Umara Lifnim Meimara. There was a fence inside a fence, pen inside a pen, and a cave within a cave. That's what the pasuk comes to say when it says that he saw Vayavola Gedrot Hatson, he came to a sheep pen on the way and a cave. So it shows that Shaul took extreme measures to go inside a fence within a fence within a cave within a cave. Okay, that's one part of his modesty. The next part of the modesty is from the word lahasech. Lahasech means, we said, to shelter his feet. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Melamed teaches us shesikech atzmo kasuka. Teaches us that he sikech, he sheltered himself like a sukkah, like a shelter. Right? He used his garment, his cloak, as like a sukkah, protecting and covering him, right? So we see he had unusual modesty. Even though he's a pen within a pen, a cave within a cave, he's still covering himself very well when he's going to the bathroom. So what happened? So as we know, so that's why David spared his life, because he saw how modest he was. What happened instead? Vayakam David vayikrot et knaf hama'il. David rose and cut off the corner of his coat, Asher l'Shaul Balat, which Shaul was wearing. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Chanina, says, Kol hamavazeh et habagadim, anyone who disgraces clothing, sof eino ne'neh mehem, his end is that he will not benefit, enjoy from them, from the clothing. How do you know that? You see that with David. Just like David cut off the corner of Shaul's clothes and therefore disgraced the clothes, there's a perush here that says that it was a talit and he cut off one of the four corners. But whether it was or it wasn't, he cut the clothing. It says about David, Shene'mar, Va'melech David zaken va'biyamim. When David was getting old, relatively speaking, he died at 70, so it wasn't that old.
You see, he cut the tzitzit.
Oh, so that's one of the perushim.
Because he now how important the tzitzit.
Nachon. Yeah, I hear.
Because he now Shaul was in the tzitzit. Okay, he's talking about
is the question? Is there an avera to cut someone's tzitzit?
Of course.
Why? Huh? Why? He's not keeping it. But is an avera to do it? Is there an avera to cut someone's tzitzit? It's not nice. It's you have to debate it and pay for it. But is it an avera?
What is an avera?
I don't know. You think? I don't know. Question. I'm not asking a question.
What is that? Sin. Of course. Sin.
Well, it's not a good thing, but is it an avera? What?
Don't know.
So, if you're causing someone else to do an avera, so that's putting a stumbling block. Right? So, if I cause someone else to eat treif meat, I'm not allowed to switch his. While he's not looking, I'm not allowed to switch his sandwich for a pork sandwich. I put bacon in, right? What did I do? I didn't do nothing. But I can't cause him to do a sin. I'm not allowed to cause. That's a sin. It's an avera for me to cause someone else to do a sin. So could we say here that with a talit, that it's if you, it's a, I don't know, it's a, if you have a four-cornered garment, it won't be four-cornered, it needs tzitzit on it. If you mess up someone's tzitzit, then they are, well, they're not doing a mitzvah asse. You've got a four cornered garment and you don't have tzitzit on it.
And you have to see, yesterday, Nachman said, the Tzitzit is protective. Yeah. Or when you have only the flu protects you. Yeah?
Right.
When you have only white, it's the same, but not so. So you cut the tzitzit, you have no protection. You take no protection.
Okay.
So something's happened.
Oh, but it's not. Okay.
In chat, maybe you're right. But in deeper meaning.
I hear. Okay. Yeah. So, what happened? So, Dada Melech, when he got older, Zaken Babi Yamin, V'yikasuhu b'begadim v'lo yichamlo. They covered him in clothes and it didn't warm him. It didn't work, it was no good. Shalom Rabbi Eliezer. Right? It didn't help. Nothing would keep him warm. Right? Why not? Answer, because he dishonored Shaul's garments, and therefore the garments didn't help him. Everything is with the tzaddikim. Everything is mamash exact. Same true with us, right? Just not on the same level, right? So if we disgrace our garments, we leave them on the floor, whatever we do, right? So we're also going to lose some benefit. Right, these are Torah laws that apply, whether or not we see them or notice them. In the tzaddikim, you notice it, right? With David HaMelech, he couldn't get warm at all. So it had a big effect on him, because he's got a big neshama. With us too, all these laws also apply to us. Just in a different way. So it might be that one day you put on that sweater that you left on the floor and it got stamped on by the kids, right? So, yes, well, I shouldn't have left it there. So I'll put it on. Next time I put that sweater on. Doesn't really warm it out. It's still cold. Why?
What you have to do is put it in the laundry. Wait a week while it dries completely. Because you can't put it in the dryer.
Right. Okay. It depends where it's somewhere.
Why did he cut it? That's the reason for his cutting Shaul's garment. Just to tell him that he was there and could have killed him?
Yeah.
One of the reasons. That's the pshat. Pshat is, yeah. The fact that I cut your garment means that I could have put my sword into you. I could put my sword through your garment. I can put my sword wherever I like. So pshat is, yeah. There may be other things going on.
Maybe another thing is that the garment is what protected him and kept him alive. Because of his tzniut.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe something maybe made tziot on the garment.
Right.
And by cutting that off, he says he's removing his protection.
A bit yesterday. Ah, nice. Okay, good. Also, for sure, there's also deeper messages, right? The garment is the cover, is who you are, like the good, right? And the fact that your garment is blemished, right? It's a sore for a Talmid Hacham to go out with a blemished garment. It's written about clothes, money de mechabduta.
Things that it make. Honor the person, so like he was cut here, like his honor, his dignity.
And also the garment is like the covering, right? It's like the garment with a stain is like a neshama with a stain. It's like it represents.
It's the
Tehillet
has the power to destroy the evil.
Tehillet has the power to destroy evil.
The
end
is from what?
From where?
Motecha.
Listen.
Even easy. You don't know. Protect you.
What happened there in that when he cut his clothes and David was going to the other room and he was calling him. And Shaul will say, "Oh, it's you. Are you my son David? I'm the sinner. You are the tzaddik."
Right.
And then he continued to chase him. After that, he was said, "I'm the Rosh. You are the tzaddik. Uh-huh. I'm chasing you."
Uh-huh.
He continued to chase.
But Shaul also, like Shaul was huge. Immense. Shaul was meant to be the first and last king. That was it. If Shaul would have killed Amalek, Agag, that's it. Once Amalek's finished, that's the end of the closed book. We're done. Right? Amalek door, door, until the end. So once you kill off Amalek, you're done, you're finished. So the fact that Shaul had the chance to kill off Amalek completely meant that that would have been it. It's not like you would have killed Agag and then we carry on for 2,000 years in exile. Well, no, there wouldn't be any point. No Amalek, no exile, finished, we're done. So that would have been the end. He would have been... But he wasn't. He wasn't after it.
What finally happened to him?
Who?
Saul.
He died. He got killed in battle.
How he died? You asking? In the battlefield, the Plishtim.
He told his servant to kill him rather than fall into the hands. Ikilu committed suicide, but he didn't commit. He told someone else.
He was falling on his sword, and he couldn't, and he didn't succeed. And then he was asking from Nahar Amaleki, I think, that he will kill him. And that Nahar Amaleki came to David and was saying to David what happened. And David was said to
kill him.
To kill this Nahar. How you dare to touch the Mashiach Hashem? What?
Doeg is another story.
And then you see, before he go to this woman for witchcraft, Shaul and Shmuel say to him, tomorrow you fight in the same place with me, as in Olam Haba. Because Shmuel was in Olam Haba. And he said, tomorrow we together.
Right.
He said, it was a time.
Greg was the guy that said was tell David that the
that's like the joke of the guy who has a golf buddy and he plays golf with his best friend every day. They play golf together. Anyway, they one day unfortunately his friend dies. His friend comes to him in a dream and he says to him. And so he says to him, how is it in heaven? He said, it's amazing in heaven. The golf courses, they're beautiful, they're amazing. He said, the good news is, the golf courses are amazing. The bad news is, that you and me are playing together tomorrow.
I heard the same thing with baseball.
All right, thank you.
You're pitching tomorrow.
You're pitching tomorrow.
You're starting pitching tomorrow.
So they get it from Tadach. From Shmuel. Said the same thing.
Maharani Imcha.
Tomorrow. Yofi.
I mean, how far was that from when he didn't kill
David?
The Amalekite king.
Agag.
Agag.
How long after?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How long after what?
How long after Maseh in Agag did Shaul die? But how long?
How it's written in the Tanakh, you not have the time.
They don't
but
have the
but
time.
It looks like Ilu, right?
Soon after.
Yeah.
No, not after. Because then started as me David.
Then because what?
Came David.
Came David after.
So then
after Agag. Maybe and all that stuff.
So I just wonder whether, because was it Shmuel said that, the kingship's been removed when he didn't kill Agag.
Right. Yes. I think so. I don't know. We all need to learn Tanakh a bit better.
It looks like that it was right after because, Shaul come to see Shmuel. I don't remember if Shaul come to see Shmuel or Shmuel come to see David.
But Shmuel was still alive.
Yes, for sure. And he was saying he was. Shaul was saying to Shmuel, "Kiyamti dvar Hashem." I was mekayim and Shmuel was saying to him, "This is the Mefarshim says, me kol atzon hazeh, like the voice of the sheep. It's me that you said that. Why you didn't wipe out all the?
But didn't but Shmuel died before Shaul, no? After Agag,
when
Shmuel dies, because Shmuel needs to come and also to pick David, David as well, which would have been after Agag.
After Agag, for sure. He was killed, Shmuel killed Agag,
and then went to find David.
Yes, he was saying to Shaul, come on.
And then you've got Goliath. Then you've got Shaul chasing David. So maybe that's quite important. All the marriages. Lots of stuff going on. Okay, tough. So, another time, later on, after David spared Shaul's life a second time, David says to him the following pasuk: Im Hashem hesitcha bi yarach mincha. If Hashem incited you against me, let him accept as an offering ... my mincha prayer. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar talks about this and says the following: Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. Hashem said to David, "Meisit karetli." You're calling me a meisit, an inciter. David, when he was speaking to Shaul,
who was called meisit? Shaul.
David said, "Shaul, that Hashem hesitcha. Hashem incited me against you. Hashem caused me to."
Like, who was blame who that is misit? Shaul David or David Shaul?
David said it about Hashem, not about Shaul. It sounds like it should be Shaul. It's not. David said it about Hashem, that Hashem caused David to come after him, to kill him. He decided not to. He didn't kill Shaul then.
In the cave?
No, not in the cave, a different time. Incident is during one time when Shaul was chasing David, Hashem caused a deep sleep to come on Shaul and all his army. Then David and a companion entered into the camp, where David refused to kill Shaul. His companion told him to kill him. Instead, he took Shaul's spear and water bottle as proof of his visit.
Then
he left.
That didn't happen on the cave?
No, that was a different time. But apparently it was two times. In the cave, he just did the clothing, the garment.
The garment.
And then here, he took the spear and the water bottle. A different time.
And
then he goes and calls out to him later.
So while it was in the cave that he took the clothes, cut the clothes.
Yes.
And now here, what?
He took the water bottle and the spear.
The water bottle?
The bakuk mayim and a cheres.
Ah, okay.
Prayer book in the Torah.
What?
Prayer book in the Torah.
Again, so all these have like, again, the spear and the water bottle, they also presumably have meanings as well.
Yes, sir. What is Torah and the sword is most common in the prayers.
So Hashem is rebuking David for calling him an inciter. Hare ani mach shilcha b'davar. Behold, I will cause you to fall. Hashem says to David HaMelech. In something that even children from the schoolhouse would know. Right? Because David spoke incorrectly about Hashem. So Hashem says to David, I'm going to make you fall with them. Even something that the children, school children, would know. What's that? Dictative.
What David spoke not appropriate?
When he said to Shaul, Ki Hashem hasit, what
is it?
Hisitcha. Hisitcha. Im Hashem hisitcha bi yarach mincha. Right? Because Hashem caused me to do it. So what happened? Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael and Pekudehem but not nu ish kofer nafsho. The pasuk says, when you take account of the heads of the children of Israel for their numbers, let each man give an atonement for his soul. Right? That's from the Torah. Torah says, when you count Am Yisrael, you need to give a kofer, right? In order that there won't be a plague when you count them, right? We did it with a chetzi shekel, right? So they counted the shekelim, they didn't count the people, right? But everyone knows that, it's in the Torah, it's written. School children know that. But David stumbled in that law. Why? Miyad.
Probably get magid chassi.
Huh?
It become an illness. People died by illness because he wanted to count the people.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, today, when by according to the halachas, you need to count people like kids on the school or on the tiul or something.
Right.
So you make the psukim.
But when you count it for a minion, you count it for a minion, it surely.
3,000
was against David.
Do you mean
the people that were against David?
Yeah.
So the pasuk in Shmuel then says, "Miyad, v'yamod Satan al Yisrael." The accuser, the Satan, arose against Am Yisrael. Right, the Yitz Sahara. Uktiv, and it's written that David said, V'yaset et David b'hem le'mor lech menei et Yisrael. And he incited David regarding the Jews, saying, go count Am Yisrael. The kevat de menin, who, and when he counted them, lo shakal minai hu kofer, he did not take from them a kofer, an atonement. He didn't do a chetzi shekel or an atonement. Dichtiv, Vayiten Hashem dever b'Yisrael me'aboker v'ad eit moed. Hashem put a plague amongst Am Yisrael from the morning until the moed, the appointed time. Right, as a result of the fact that he didn't take a kofer. Kofer nafsho. So we see interestingly that the chetzi shekel not only was a siman to count the shekel, but it was actually the kofer for the nefesh. Actually, even though it was only a half shekel a person, it's not so much of a kofer. It replaced the nefesh. Rabbi Nachman writes, very interesting, I was reading it yesterday, all fits, that the place of the nefesh is the same place where the money comes from. Person's money and the nefesh come from the same place in Shemayim. You see here that the money is a kofer for the nefesh. That's what a pity on nefesh does. It comes from the same place. You can give the... It's a very high level. He writes there that on the lower level, we know that we need to stay away from money. Money just takes us away. Money is a big Yetzer Hara, Yofi. But in the deeper level, the ideal is to have holy money, right? Because then you're really kind of like, because it's on such high. All the dangerous stuff is really, it's only dangerous because it's got power, right? And they can use it for good or bad, right? Very high level. Because we can't use it properly, so we get damaged by it. But ideally, we should be using all of these things properly. Atomic power is very, very powerful. It's very dangerous to get it in the wrong hands. Amar Shmuel. No, sorry, missed a bit. My ed et moed. What's it mean until the appointed time? We said in the passage that the plague would last until the moed. So what's it mean until the moed, until the appointed time? Amar Shmuel Saba. Shmuel Saba, Chatane de Rabbi Chanina, the son in law of Rabbi Chanina, Mishmeh de Rabbi Chanina, said in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Right, it's very good if your son in law speaks in your name. Obviously, learned well. Mishat Shchiti, that was obviously a Shidduch. You're marrying him, he's very good. Anyway, so Mishat Shechitat Hatamid Ad Sha'at Zrikato. It means from the time of the slaughter of the morning Tamid until the time of throwing it on the blood, throwing it on the altar, the sprinkling the blood. When's that? sort of whenever that is. It doesn't say when that is. There's no time. It's just the actual time it happens. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ad chatzot mamash." It means until specifically chatzot, chatzot of the day, noontime. Why? Because this is the last time that the mincha offering can be brought. The tamid, the morning tamid. Right, until you get to chatzot, it's still morning, technically speaking. So that's the last time it would have been done. I don't know why, whether he said that they would have waited until then to sprinkle it just before chatzot. Maybe for a specific reason. Okay. So we're still talking about that plague that happened. And the pasuk says, Vayomel Malach Hamashchit Ba'amrav. And he said, that's Hashem said, to the angel who was destroying many amongst the people. What does he say? He tells him to stop. Now stay 46. The pasuk says, the rest of the pasuk says, where's the pasuk? Tom, anyway, Hashem tells him to stop. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar obviously learned the book of Shmuel very well and he's given me lots of drushes on it. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMalach. Hashem said to the Malach Mavet, Toli Rav Shebahem. Take for me the Rav, the great one, amongst them. Sheyesh Bo Lipara Mehem Kama Chobot. For there is in him to pay back for many debts. Right, we see from here the Gemara is showing us that if you take the big one, it covers a lot of other ones. Right, if you take a chas v'shalom, you take a gadol, a holy person, then his passing atones for many of the other ones. So we see that when Hashem says the Melech HaMavet, which is coming from Hashem, coming from the Sad Adin, the side of justice, and by law, by justice, the Melech HaMavet can't do anything that's not perfectly correct, that's due to the sins of the people. That they deserve this to happen. But Hashem can say, no, stop. We're going to take a great one in place of many other ones.
The great one, there are three of these?
Doesn't say.
What you ask?
Does the Tzaddik agree?
They take the Tzaddik as a shield for 1 million.
Perhaps,
is that
maybe. I mean, I think so, but I don't know. I can't give you any proof for that. Let's just see. It's over here.
And most they agree because they love on this road.
Okay. But Otosha, at that time, mate Avishai ben Tsruya, right? Avishai ben Tsruya died at that time. Shishakul, that he was equal to Ruba Shel Sanhedrin. He was equal to the greater part of the Sanhedrin. So one person was equal to Sanhedrin will be the 71, so at least 36.
It was the brother of Yavin.
At least 36. What's 36? Lam and Vav. So he was a group at least equal to all the Lam and all 36. So he died. Okay. And Hashem saw the destruction and he relented. Ma'ra, what did he see? Amar Rav, Rav says, Ra'a Yaakov Avinu, he saw Yaakov Avinu. So just be gifted because it says, Vayoma Yaakov Ka'asher Ra'am. Because the pasuk says, and Yaakov said, Ka'asher Ra'am, when he saw them. How does that help? Marsha explains. So apparently, when in the passage where it says "Vayomer Yaakov ka'asher ra'am," and Jacob said when he saw them, what did he see? So in the pshat, Jacob saw the angels that greeted him when he came back from Laban. When he was with Laban, he was kind of Where was Laban? Laban was in wherever he was, outside. Outside. Where was Laban?
What is now near Panama. Syria, northern Syria.
Haran.
It's like northern Syria, that's Kurdistan.
That's Khuzlaret?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Khuzlaret. So he left Eretz Israel. When he came back into Eretz Israel, he was greeted by the angels. The angels were waiting Kilu at the airport, so to speak, for him when he arrived back. So he saw.
To Laban,
for Yaakov when he came back from Laban.
Oh, okay.
Like, down Laban, he left them at the. Like,
so the angel they sent him to
Israel,
he came back and said he's coming.
Could be. You know, he saw them. He saw the angels that greeted him. They weren't the same ones. I don't know, maybe. But these ones were the ones that greeted him. So what did he see? So he saw angels that were coming to greet him. Kilu to protect him. They also protected the same angels that protected him from Esav. These are the same angels. So how does that reflect on our sugya here? So the Maharsha says that these angels that he saw were not only angels that protected him Yaakov, but they were angels that were protecting Yisrael, Am Yisrael. And these are the same angels that protect Am Yisrael and protected them later in the plague of David. And therefore, when it says, and he saw, Hashem saw, so it takes the same lashon of he saw, meaning Yaakov saw. They saw Kilu, they saw the same thing. What did they see? So Hashem also saw the angels of protection that he'd sent for Am Yisrael. And that's what caused him to relent on the destruction and to stop the plague. I think that's my understanding of what he's saying. Okay, so that's one opinion, but that was the opinion of Rav. But Shmuel says a different version, different answer. Shmuel Amar, so the question is, what did he saw? What did Hashem see that stopped the plague? So Shmuel says, Ephra shel Yitzhak ra'ah. He saw the Ephra, the afar, the ashes of Yitzhak. Shene Amar, like it says in the Pasuk, Elohim yireh lo haseh. Hashem will see for himself the sheep. Haseh b'ni, right? So what's this mean? Nachon. Right. So what did he? So we know the sheep got slaughtered, not Isaac. So why did he see the ashes of Yitzhak? There was no ashes of Yitzhak. Yitzhak got up and went on his way. So it depends how you want to say it. The pshat is that it says if those ashes of the sheep were really ashes of Yitzhak, because Yitzhak was 100% prepared to do it. And we know that a person who wants to do a mitzvah is credited as if he did the mitzvah, if he stopped. Right at the beginning of brachot, learn that. But a person gets the merit for doing a mitzvah if he wanted to do it, even if he stopped. And Yitzhak for sure wanted to do the mitzvah 100%, so he got the full merit. Hashem saw the ashes, so to speak, that would have been there. And that's what he saw that stopped the plague. A third alternative, Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka Amar. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka says, Kesef Kippurim Ra'a. He saw Kesef Kippurim, the money of atonement. Which, what's that? Shenema, like it says in Shmot, Lachkachta et Kesef HaKippurim Me'ed B'nei Yisrael. And you shall take the money of atonement from Am Yisrael when you count them. Right? And it shall be for remembrance to atone for their souls. The verse implies that the money is for a future time. Right? That Pasuk in Shmot is not talking, it's talking about an atonement in the future. That's it. So you have to learn out the verses why he thinks there that the Kesef Kippurim that's spoken about there is for the future. So that Kesef Kippurim was the future atonement. So that was for here. That was for David, when David counted. A fourth answer. Are we doing time? So we'll do this last one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Beit HaMikdash Ra'ah. He saw the Beit HaMikdash. Yichtiv Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. On the mount of Hashem, he will be seen. He will show himself. What's that mean? This is after the Akedah. So these are all things where it's mentioned that he saw, he will be seen. So Kilo Hashem saw, well, no, not all, the money wasn't. But Hashem saw something that made the plague stop. Tov. Alright, let's, you know what, no one's here, let's just finish off this little bit of the sugya, because then we'll go on to the next sugya for tomorrow. B'ezrat Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we just said that, we saw the Beit HaMikdash. Plig is a dispute. Plig bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. It's a dispute between Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Chad amar kesef kippurim ra'a. One says kesef kippurim, the money of atonement he saw. But chad amar Beit HaMikdash ra'a. One of them said, no, it was a Beit HaMikdash. Umistabra command amar Beit HaMikdash. And it's logical to go with the one who says the Beit HaMikdash is what he saw. Shenema, like it says, Asher yamer hayom baha Hashem yira'eh. Because the pasuk says, Asher yamer hayom, because Hashem will say, Hayom baha Hashem yira'eh. On the mountain of Hashem, he will show himself. So the word hayom, yamer hayom, indicate each day. So we learn from here that Hashem sees the merit of the Beit HaMikdash every day. From that point on, Hashem was seeing the Beit HaMikdash on that site, the site of the Akedah. Right, there's no time. Hashem doesn't work in time. So that's the site of the Beit HaMikdash, so Hashem sees that all the time. So that's, according to the one who says the Beit HaMikdash, he's got a logical reason why Hashem saw at that time the merit of that, and that's what saved Am Yisrael in the plague.
What the world did we stop?
There are the two dots.
Where?
The two dots. No, you can ask them.
Ah, no.
Where are you? Huh?
So sight is also to see and also to lasit.
No. Lasit.
No. How is lasit?
Insight. Yeah, different with a C.
Okay.
I-N-C. Insight.
Not that it's good, but how it sounds. Okay.